Want to be a better leader? Stop being the expert. Many leaders believe their role is to be the one who knows. So when employees are struggling or confused, these leaders instantly shift into teacher mode, providing quick answers, solving problems. Then it feels like a win-win, because the employee gets their problem solved and the leader gets to be a hero. But this dynamic has two big downsides. First, the employee doesn't grow. And second, the leader becomes a bottleneck for the team's progress. The most successful leaders take a different approach. They become learners first. Instead of blurting out answers, they become scientists of the problem. When you act as a scientist, you shift from telling people what to do to exploring challenges with them. This fosters curiosity, collaboration, and true transformation. Why the scientist mindset works. People don't learn effectively when they're being lectured. They learn by doing, by testing ideas, experimenting, and reflecting on their experiences. If you approach leadership as a scientist, you'll help others discover their own solutions instead of simply handing them instructions. Consider a manager coaching an employee on presentation skills. Instead of saying, "You need to be more confident," they could ask, "What parts of your presentation feel strongest to you? Where do you feel less certain?" This turns the conversation into a discovery process rather than a critique, leading to deeper engagement and self-driven improvement. How to embrace the scientist mindset? 1. Get curious. Instead of assuming you have the answer, ask open-ended questions like, "What's working well?" or "What's making this challenging?" 2. Explore together. Frame challenges as opportunities to experiment. What if we tested a few different approaches and see what works best? 3. Encourage small experiments. Instead of pushing for big, immediate change, start with small adjustments and observe the impact. 4. Celebrate learning, not just results. When people see that learning is valued as much as success, they feel safer to take risks and grow. 5. Reflect on the process. Regularly check in on what's been learned. What insights have we gained from this? This helps reinforce a culture of continuous improvement. The business impact of leading like a scientist. Organizations that embrace this approach see more innovation. Teams are encouraged to test ideas and iterate rather than fearing failure. Stronger engagement. Employees feel ownership over their learning and development. Better problem solving. Issues are approached with curiosity rather than judgment. Greater adaptability. Teams are more comfortable navigating uncertainty and change. Oh, and the leader who fosters employee growth is in a much better position to be promoted, because now there's someone in the team who can fill their shoes in their current role. The takeaway: shifting from teacher to learner doesn't mean you stop guiding. It means you guide through exploration rather than instruction. When leaders become scientists, they create an environment where people grow, discover, and take ownership of their success. How have you used curiosity and experimentation in your leadership? Hey, if you'd like to become a scientist leader and create an unflappable team that hums and gets things done, reach out. Let's have a discovery call. Find me at howiejacobson.com.